Sometimes it's hard to figure out what our standards are, whether they're moral standards, whether standards within a family, whether they're standards for ourselves, and who sets our expectations. Sometimes we can set them way too high, sometimes way too low. An example of a low standard would be the classic, I'm a good person, I've never murdered anyone. Since when is murder the standard? We know that in the life of the Christian, the standard is a lot different. The standard is the life of Christ. That our goal is not to simply not hurt people physically. The goal is to live like Him and to be Christ to others. One of the things that oftentimes gets in the way of that is what Jesus is talking about in today's gospel. And that's something like anger. In the old days, if you were to kill someone, yeah, that's really bad. But something like anger, what about it? We know that anger is real. And Jesus is asking us to, in a sense, give it up. But if we're breathing human beings, we experience anger. Big ways and little ways. Whether we're driving on the street and somebody's driving way too slow in front of us, we experience anger. We experience anger when we feel betrayed or somebody let us down and we expected more from them. But oftentimes, one of the most common places we experience anger is not in those two places, but it's towards oneself. For whatever reason, we're really hard on ourselves. And we have all this anger built up and we direct it inward. And we say that I'm not good enough, or I'm not the person that God wants me to be, or I don't have this skill or this talent that seems to be so valued in today's society. And because we don't meet these standards from the world, we experience anger towards ourselves. Maybe this Lent, one of the things we could give up is judging ourselves, being angry towards self. To know that if I'm simply living in my identity as a son and daughter of God, that's all I need to do. Let's protect our hearts from directing anger inward. It is not what Jesus wants us to do. He wants us to experience Him. Let's protect our hearts from that.